You don't give it to them for stuffing cancer.
But you're still giving it to people.
You're lying to them.
Yeah, but so, plus, if it's a woman, she doesn't
have
a child.
I think I missed it.
You aren't like, only give it to when you're being pregnant and having any kids, you actually give it to when you're pregnant. Young people are
being pregnant. Isn't Philip the ones that gave it to, African mothers?
No, that's Scout, remember?
Okay, has anybody got any more kind of things to bring to the board, to the table? Any more statistics? Go on then.
Greenpeace.
What are all the bad things they've done?
Go on, tell us some of the good things about
Greenpeace.
We're an organisation that supplies stuff.
We expose all these bad things that you lot are doing. What do you do to help all the poor countries? We're trying to tell you how you're doing wrong.
Right, I think we've probably said all the points that we need to say. Just to kind of round off, we've got four different groups. At the end of this, we need to take a vote on whether we're for or against the pharmaceutical industry. So, for yourself, and sort of the morals and things like that, do you think they're doing a good job overall, or do you think they're doing a bad job overall? This is for yourselves.
On your own opinion.
Okay, so put your hands up if you what you think they're doing is good, in general. Okay, so for the benefit of the tape, we have five people who think that what they're doing is good. And can you put your hand up if what you think that they're doing is bad, please? Okay, for the benefit of the tape, we have got five people. What were you doing, Oliver? Were you a yes or a no to pharmaceutical? You think they're good? Okay, so we've got five people against the pharmaceutical debate, pharmaceutical industry at the end of the debate. Thank you.
Hello, my colleague, who are you?
Global Citizen Corps.
Okay. And what is Global Citizen Corps?
We're an international organisation. We're trying to improve lives of people in poor and less developed countries.
Okay. Excellent.
Who are you?
Margaret.
Are you going to tell us a bit more information about Margaret? Who's Margaret?
Oh, yeah. Where are you from, Margaret?
Uganda.
Okay.
Time. Or
who are you?
We are Benson
and
Hedges.
Okay.
And we're Indian
government. Okay, you're the Indian government. Excellent. Well, how about Benson and Hedges start us off then?
You mean exactly like last time?
Yep. Tell us about kind of what the benefits of the tobacco industry are.
Yeah, they find a lot of jobs, like especially like helping like poor countries, like people can commit to tobacco for us.
Okay.
Which brings in them a lot of money.
And how many jobs do you provide? Okay. Anybody want to chip in then?
What about all the lies you think you've helped us with for those many, many numbers?
Yeah, you killed 5.4 million a year. More than TV, malaria, and AIDS.
At least I'm trying to do the African movement. It's all going here. We're doing it.
I wouldn't say that we personally killed your husband. I think maybe I have a problem.
It is a choice to smoke.
We don't force it upon people.
And we do provide, work closely with institutions such as the NHS as to what smoking does to you. We also provide on our cigarette packets the effects of smoking.
Well, you say that.
It's not as if people don't have one. He won't go with fake statistics.
Here in India, we have smoking packets. They're brightly coloured and have no health warnings whatsoever. You can take up
these and they are
you
can say
that our country. Benson & Hedges are an Indian brand.
May I see this?
And they, Simon, aimed at children with pictures of children's toys on them.
Where does it say that it's our company?
Right, Harry.
That was extra research.
That was extra research.
Right, okay. This isn't
Benson
and Hedges. This is chewable tobacco.
Chewable
right?
tobacco, which you provide.
We do not provide chewable tobacco. We provide cigarettes.
That's what you're providing in India.
We have anti-tobacco laws, which, alcohol sales for over 18.
Okay, you have tough anti-tobacco laws, yet you sell this Gutke, which is a brand new chewable tobacco, as mouth freshener.
Yeah, that's selling. You're telling children. You're telling children. That's good for him.
This
isn't Benson
and Hedges.
You're telling him it's good for him, it's mouthwash.
That's
right,
you.
We're all friends each other.
We're trying to stop this.
Right, you're just giving the sheet, trying to put us in crap, and now you've turned it around on you so bad.
No, because we are trying to stop it.
Basically, like
Andy's,
you are crock.
No, we aren't, because you're giving them to shopkeepers, to aim at children, and children are buying
this
it.
This isn't our brand.
Children should be as fine as milk.
Right.
That's not
our
brand. It's your brand.
No, it is not.
It's your brand.
Where on that piece of paper does it say Benson & Hedges?
Right, just to add to the debate, I just found an article here which talks about the chewing of tobacco, and it says that they provide your company, which is Japan Tobacco, which owns your brand, actually sells the chewing tobacco, and it says it's called Zero Style Mint, almost implying that it's freshening your breath.
You're selling it on. Shopkeepers are selling it on. You're giving it to shopkeepers for cheap. Now he's in a car, he's straight back. He can't stop.